U.S. officials now suspect the Taliban may have tricked NATO forces into launching a deadly attack on Pakistani soldiers. 24 Pakistani soldiers were killed on Saturday at two locations near the Afghan border. The attack has sparked massive protests in the streets of Pakistan. And I'm joined now by NBC News Chief Pentagon Correspondent Jim Mikliszewski. So, Mick, why does the U.S. now say it might have been lured into this attack?
Well, actually, somebody in the U.S. is saying that. But quite frankly, Thomas, everybody I've talked to doesn't put much credibility into that claim. And it sounds like somebody is looking for an excuse as to why the U.S. military killed 24 Pakistani soldiers. And blaming the Taliban is just as good as any. But some of the facts that no longer appear in dispute are that the U.S. military and Afghan forces were conducting an operation there along the Afghan-Pakistan border. And that somebody from the Pakistan side of the border fired in their direction. Now, even some Pakistani officials on background are acknowledging that soldiers at that outpost suspected Taliban was in the region, fired flares, and even fired mortars. The U.S. military claims that before launching any strikes against that area, the U.S. military got permission from the Pakistani military to go ahead with the attack. But here's the bottom line question. The U.S. military already had that area of the border pretty well mapped out. They knew exactly where the Pakistani outposts were located. So the question is, why or who gave the order to attack those Pakistani outposts? All of that is going to come out in the investigation that is due on the desk of the CENTCOM commander, Marine Corps General Mattis, on December 23rd.